Well, let's check sports. First in cross-country action last night at the Woodbine Invitational. On the boys' side, it was Evan Wilson of Exira EHK winning the individual title with Boyer Valley's Joe Weber the runner-up. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer third. Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia was fourth. And Max Ross of St. Albert placing fifth in that meet last night. Also in the top 10, Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley was sixth. Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam was seventh. Christopher Jarrett was eighth. And Dion Coffey ninth. They're both from Tri-Center. Thomas Kahn of Underwood placing 10th in that meet last night. Team title went to Tri-Center with 73 points. Boyer Valley with 96, the runner-up. Underwood at 122 for third place. Adair Casey Cam was fourth. AHSTW placing fifth in that meet last night, followed by Logan Magnolia, St. Albert, Audubon, IKM Manning, Missouri Valley, Exira EHK, Woodbine, and Whiting. On the girls' side, it was Carly Larson of Underwood, the individual champion, with Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley second. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning was third. Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam fourth. And Emily Kopic of Exira EHK was fifth. The rest of the top 10 includes Kylie Cook of Underwood sixth. Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW seventh. Rose Anderson of Exira EHK was eighth. Olivia Russo of Tri-Center ninth. And Hannah Carolis of Trainer placing 10th. Team title went to Underwood with 86 points, edging Missouri Valley at 88. Exira EHK a close third with 92. Trainer with 95 points was fourth. Boyer Valley, Adair Casey Cam, Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, AHSTW, and Woodbine round out the rest of the field. Now, that meet at Woodbine last night also doubled as the Rolling Valley Conference Championships. In the Rolling Valley Conference meet on last night on the boys' side, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK was the champ, with Joe Weber of Boyer Valley second, Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam third, Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley was fourth, and Justin Ambrose of BV placing fifth last night. Dakota Holliday of Adair Casey Cam was sixth, Clay Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam seventh, Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley, Zach Isaac Ireland of Peyton Sherdan, and Stephen Grothy of Woodbine round out the top 10. Individually, the team title went to Boyer Valley with 30 points. Adair Casey Cam with 47 was second. Woodbine third with 74. And Exira EHK also at 74. They were fourth last night. On the girls' side in the Rolling Valley Conference portion of the meet, Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam, the champ. Emily Kopic of Exira EHK second. Rose Anderson of Exira EHK was third. Betsy Vega of Arweva placing fourth. Caitlin Tremel of Boyer Valley was fifth. The rest of the top 10, Aaron Weber of Boyer Valley was sixth. Piper Ballantyne of Arweva seventh. Deanne Earlmeyer of Exira EHK was eighth. Jessica Olson of West Harrison ninth. And Shania Powell of Adair Casey Cam placing 10th. Team title went to Exira EHK with 43 points. Boyer Valley with 54, the runner-up. Adair Casey Cam, Arweva, and Woodbine round out the rest of the field in the Rolling Valley Conference meet. Also in the Nottoway Valley Cross Country Invitational last night, the girls' champion was Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley, with Elise Emick of Southeast Warren as the runner-up. Also in the top 10, Jessica Beatty of Creston. She placed fourth in that meet last night. Also on the boys' side in that meet last evening at the Nottoway Valley Invitational, Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley took the title. Cooper McDermott of Creston placing second in that meet. Nottoway Valley's Brayton Funk also placing fifth. Bryson Wallace and Nathan Van Tiger were seventh and eighth for Nottoway Valley last night in that meet. In high school volleyball last night, the Corner Conference tournament action saw Heartland Christian beat South Page 3-2. Sydney over Heartland Christian 3-0. Stanton beat East Mills 3-1. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 3-0. And Essex a 3-sweep over Nishnabotna. Well, the weekly Associated Press high school football polls out yesterday look like this. In Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Dowling on top with Bettendorf and West Des Moines Valley, the top three. In Class 3A, Pella remains number one with West Delaware and Cedar Rapids Xavier second and third. Dallas Center Grimes stays put at number five, and Harlan remains ranked seventh this week. In fact, the top 10 is all identical. In Class 2A, Albie is number one, followed by Spirit Lake and South Tama at the top. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina remains number one, with Dyke New Hartford and Hinton 2 and 3. Underwood stays put at number five, and AHSTW jumps into the poll this week. They're in at number 10 in the Class 1A poll. Class A, Algona Garrigan number one, with BGM and West Sioux the top three. Logan Magnolia is number five this week, and Audubon is at number seven this week. In the eight-man poll, Newell Fonda is top-rated again this week, with Don Bosco number two, Glidden Ralston third, Fremont Mills is fourth, Exira EHK is sixth, and Lennox is seventh in this week's poll. We got a pretty good game Friday night for you here on KJAN as Exira EHK hits the road. The 6th-ranked Spartans will travel to play the top-rated Newell Fonda Mustangs. Friday night, we'll have that game for you here on the radio, 7 o'clock kickoff after our 6:30 pregame. Interim Illinois coach Bill Cubitt says he doubts injured running back Josh Ferguson will be able to play Saturday against number 22 Iowa. Cubitt said Monday that the starting back was due to see a doctor later Monday, but Cubitt said that he wasn't optimistic that the right shoulder injury would allow Ferguson to play. Illinois lost Ferguson in the first quarter of last Saturday's 14-13 win over Nebraska. The senior has 397 yards and 3 touchdowns on 71 carries. Freshman Keyshawn Vaughn took over for him Saturday and was the only other Illini back to carry the ball. He had 98 yards on 24 carries. Cubitt said Illinois will need little-used junior Henry Anyeni to pick up the rushing load at Iowa Saturday. Iowa State will face the 3 highest-scoring teams in the Big 12 Conference over the next 3 weeks, and it begins with Saturday's visit to Texas Tech. It'll be the first time ISU's new 3-4 look on defense has gone up against one of the so-called air raid offenses in the league.
This is one of the reasons why we went to it. There were pieces of it that needs to be played much faster from what we saw on Saturday for what we're going to see this week and in the next 8 weeks of the season. Every coach, every player likes a challenge, and this will be a great one Saturday afternoon.
That's Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes, who says the key is adjusting to game speed after kickoff. Rhodes says he believes their 38-13 win over Kansas was a good confidence boost for his team.
You'd like to believe the confidence level will be higher than it was a week ago with us being 1-0 in league play and a chance to go on the road for a second time. We felt we played decent on the road the first time and anxious to get down to Lubbock and see where a heightened confidence level will allow our play to rise to.
The running of Mike Warren has given the Cyclone offense a boost as the redshirt freshman totaled 301 yards in the past 2 games for Iowa State. Well, Seattle Seahawks offense was sluggish last night, but their defense was outstanding in a 13-10 win over Detroit. The Lions were poised to take the lead with under 2 minutes left when Cam Chancellor punched the ball free from Detroit wide receiver Calvin Johnson at the Seattle 1 to secure the Seahawks' second straight win since an 0-2 start. The ball bounded into the end zone and went over the back line for a touchback, snuffing out the Lions' potential 91-yard touchdown drive. Also in NFL news, Don Shula was head coach of the Miami Dolphins for 26 years before he retired after the 1995 season. Dan Campbell has become the Dolphins' 9th coach in the 20 years since Shula left. Campbell is the interim coach after serving as tight ends coach. He replaces Joe Philbin, who was fired yesterday after 3-plus seasons and a 24-28 record. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina will try to play in the National League Division Series wearing a splint to protect his injured left thumb. The All-Star catcher met with a hand specialist Monday, and it was determined that a ligament injury hasn't healed. He'll test the splint in workouts over the next few days. Molina was hurt on September 20th, making a tag at the plate and hasn't played since then. General Manager John Mozeliak said Molina was feeling stronger and added he was optimistic that the 33-year-old would be on the postseason roster. Backup Tony Cruz would be the starter if Molina is unable to play. The Cards will be in action Friday night. They'll host the winner of the wild card game between the Cubs and the Pirates. Didn't take long for the Washington Nationals to begin their house cleaning following a disappointing season. The Nationals fired manager Matt Williams and his coaching staff after a season in which the team went from World Series favorite to failing to make the playoffs. That move came one day after the Nats finished second in the National League East with an 83-79 record, 7 games behind the division-winning New York Mets. And the New York Yankees playoff roster won't include C.C. Sabathia. The lefty starter will miss the postseason after checking into an alcohol rehab center. The 2007 AL Cy Young Award winner said he took the step to receive the care that he needs to become a better person. Sabathia helped the Yankees win the 2009 World Series, going 19-8 during the regular season and winning 21 games in the following year. Injuries have contributed to his diminished numbers over the past 3 years. Sabathia was 6-10 with a 4.73 ERA this year after posting a 5.28 earned run average in just 8 starts for the 2014 Yankees. The Yanks will host the Houston Astros in the American League wildcard game tonight to kick off the postseason. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.